The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And in the house, in the studio this morning, our expert, our personal injury attorney, Terrence Gross, is here with Gross and Schuster. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I'm here, wide awake,
ready to go. He's got his FSU shirt on. He's been talking football already.
Yeah, this is actually my third radio show today.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I have a great face for radio. anyway, I am a personal injury lawyer. I've been practicing for 45 years. More often than not, we do talk about issues regarding personal injury, but every now and then I deviate. And I guess I paid for the time. I do want to say that the views I'm about to express are my own and not necessarily the stations.
Yeah, we had that disclaimer.
So if you're
going to
have a lawsuit for whatever I say, just sue me and not the station, okay? So I certainly like to speak my opinion. I used to have a political talk show on our sister station on 1330 AM. I was on there for over 10 years.
And, what was the name of your show?
It was I forget what they called it. I really don't know.
Was it like a political talk show?
2-hour political talk show. It was out of Milton, the signal. Your signal's out of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be there at War Basin Road. It was owned by Mike Bates, who worked there briefly and all that. But anyway, what's happened this week has hit home, and just the aftermath, I got to talk about Charlie Kirk. That's what I want to talk about. I have to tell you this much. I'd heard his name before, really hadn't listened to him. I'm 71, he's 31, so I knew he was some conservative voice out there. Didn't know much about him, really.
Right.
Never heard him speak, never even saw him. So he wasn't on my radar, so to speak. Since then, I started seeing the Post, and of course, an assassination. And I go, "What is this?" And I just started watching YouTube after YouTube after YouTube. I bet you I've watched 50 YouTube little 10-minute segments of him in the tent at various college campuses talking about anti-abortion, talking about gun control, talking about transgender. So he was hitting hot topic, but. Buttons and unfortunately lost his life for that, practicing the First Amendment. And that's sad in and of itself. But what's sadder than that, how can something be sadder than losing your life with two young children? What's sad are the people that are taking joy online that he died, that he got assassinated. And I'm aghast. I am totally aghast at these people, because he said things that they didn't like, therefore he deserved to die because he was anti-abortion, because he was anti-gun control. And I can't believe it. I mean, it just in America. So I have to talk about this. So I was watching all these things, and all of a sudden the labels started coming across. He's a racist. He's an anti-Semite. Well, I'm Jewish. And I actually watched another YouTube video, and it was Ben Shapiro. Now, Ben Shapiro, I've heard of more.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Shapiro is an Orthodox Jewish conservative talk show guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not as well known as Charlie Kirk, because Kirk was apparently visiting campuses all over the United States. Unbeknownst to me, I'm not on college campuses, so that's why I wasn't paying much attention. And Ben Shapiro got on there and said, "I knew Charlie Kirk. We were friends. We had many of the same beliefs other than religion. He was not an anti-Semite." And I started listening and listening. And yes, he was very much pro-Jesus. I mean, just a big, devout Christian, which is fine. That doesn't make you anti-Semitic. Just because you love Jesus doesn't mean you hate Jews. And you could say bad things about Israel without being an anti-Semite. There's many Jewish people that are not real wild about everything that's going on in Israel right now. They're not anti-Semites. So people start throwing words around. And then, of course, I watch some YouTubes where, you know, because they called him a racist. And there was one, there was a 70-year-old white guy up there trying to challenge. Everybody was up there trying to challenge Kirk. And
that's what he asked. He said, prove me wrong.
He would just get him. But anyway, so they're trying to do the racist thing. And Charlie Kirk was trying to say he was very much against DEI. He was very much against putting people in higher places just because of the color of their skin, regardless of merit. And all of a sudden, a hand went up in the audience. That's a 70-year-old white guy spouting off about all this.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie says, come on up, come on up. And you couldn't see who he's waving to. And then pops a very articulate black guy. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I agree with Charlie. I'm black. I have to earn my own keep. I've got this. I've done this. All on my own. Nobody's given me any opportunities. And that's the way it should be. I shouldn't get extra favoritism because I'm black. I should earn everything I get. And so that's not racist.
But I agree with you and I understand that. But I will also say that just because a black person has a notable job, the assumption was made that they only could have gotten it because of DEI. And that's what I have a problem with.
I know that.
And that's
another form of racism. Yeah.
Because that's one of the things he did say a lot. And he brought up specific people like Michelle Obama. He brought up four different people who had higher degrees than he went to a community college. They had higher degrees than he did. And he said that they were where they were because of DEI. And that's a lie.
Well, some yes said no. And I have seen people, I've seen maybe judges that you start to wonder, how in the world did they get here?
I wonder that about white judges.
Okay, I understand.
I don't put them in a color category. But there's some that I wonder where they came from.
At the end of the day, you know, it just, you know, it. Anyway, so there's a lot that I agreed with him about. So I obviously didn't agree with him about religion. I didn't agree with him about, he said also, he was very anti-college. So he's here on college campuses.
Because he didn't have a degree.
Well, he dropped out. That's true. He did drop out. But he said that only 10% of the people would benefit from a college degree. I don't know where he got the percentage from. And there are some that don't. So if you take out an $80,000 college student loan and you finally get your degree in Eastern Asian philosophy, well, then, yeah, you put yourself in a corner. Maybe you could be a professor somewhere, mm-hmm. but you're not. Nobody's really looking for you. But if you like a law degree, how do you become a lawyer? You got to go to college, go to law school, pass the bar. You can't do that without all that. Medical degrees, even engineering. My nephew went to the University of Florida, and he was only a junior, and he was doing very well in the engineering program. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he's getting solicited, and he goes, I want to get my degree. And they go, we need you now. If you come now, we'll give you the signing bonus and we'll pay for your college. Wherever you go, you could do little night courses. Mm-hmm. You'll get your degree.
Right.
He just jumped. I mean, he couldn't stay any longer because there was such a need. The young people that are becoming PAs now, I mean, mm-hmm. you go to a doctor's office, half the time you don't see a medical doctor anymore. You see a PA. That profession has exploded at the seams. Through college, so I didn't agree with everything he said, and so forth. And he's way to the right of me. I lean right, but he was very right about mm-hmm. everything. His world for a lot of things was black and white, and the way he said it, he did say stuff in a very articulate but acerbic manner. So
and sometimes antagonistic, which is
true, but that doesn't. But you don't deserve the death penalty for that.
I agree, 1,000%.
And that's what he got. And so people taking joy in his assassination. He made comments about George Floyd, which actually were true when they were naming boulevards after George Floyd. George Floyd was not Martin Luther King. George Floyd, yes, it's sad that he did lose his life with a rogue officer that kept his knee on his neck way too long. That video, you know, we've all seen it way too long. But let's not forget that a year or two before that, George Floyd had a gun and pointed it at a pregnant woman's stomach, threatening to kill the fetus if she didn't give him money. So we should not be naming. Yes, he died, but we don't name roads up. This is not Martin Luther King. I'm sorry.
Don't you think some of the issue is, are these sound bites, are these YouTubes, are these, you know, social media posts that take things out of context? Because you could take something that Charlie Kirk said out of context that could make it very inflammatory. And you've taken the time to read all these things and look into him and find out the bigger picture of his beliefs. But when a sound bite goes out there, it triggers people. And it's true on the other side of the aisle as well. Correct?
It could be. And
I think that's part of the problem.
Now, one YouTube I didn't see. I heard about it, but I didn't see it. Apparently, Charlie allegedly said that if he was boarding an airplane, he would have reservations if there's a black pilot.
He did say that.
So I haven't seen that, but I can accept that as true. But you still don't lose your life over that. So, again, I don't agree with everything he said. He was talking about exactly when life began. He got into the whole when life began things and so forth. I am by no means pro-abortion, but his was the most absolute, even before a heartbeat. But again, that was his religious background, and he had a right to think that. So I don't subscribe to everything that.
Well, you'll appreciate this quote, I think, because I just said it a half hour ago. But when Voltaire said that you have the right to your ideas, and I will defend to the death your right to express them.
Right.
I may not agree with your ideas or your beliefs, but I will defend to the death your right to have them.
And so I applaud the universities for allowing him to peacefully set up on these campuses, because every time I saw the YouTube video, they all looked identical. He was wearing different clothes, but it was always the little tent. He was always dressed, like a T-shirt and jeans. But he was going from campus to campus trying to counter what's been going on in academia, which has been, it's a lot more liberal, and the professors a lot more liberal than when I went through in the 70s. And yes, we had liberal professors and so forth, but he was just in his own way trying to be a one-man band, just opening these kids' eyes. Hey, there's something else out there, and here's another way of looking at the world. He had every right to do that. I am Jewish, and I have no problem if I was the provost or the dean of a college, I'd have no problem with Palestinians protesting what they believe is wrong in the Israeli conflict if it's peaceful, if they just don't take over. But what happened at certain universities, they allowed these same people to control ingress and egress, not letting people in and out of buildings, setting up encampments, and also harassing maybe people they felt maybe were of Jewish persuasion. Then you've gone over the line. It's no longer a First Amendment. Now you've crossed the line into some criminal activities. So the University of Florida, I applaud what they did. They said, if you want to protest, you could do it right here. We're going to tell you where you could do it. You want your signs, have some signs up. You could talk and have your megaphones and do whatever. At the end of the day, you're going to disband. There's not going to be any barriers. There's not going to be any tents and whatever. And you're not going to affect anybody's ingress or egress into certain buildings. That was been in Harvard and Columbia. They allowed them to just sort of take over the campus, and they turned their heads the other way.
Aren't universities supposed to be the place for diverse opinions and to have that open conversation?
Should be, and that's what he was legally doing. I'm sure he just didn't show up with a tent. I mean, the universities knew he was coming, obviously.
Right, of course.
He's got an entourage. And they allowed him to do that, as they rightfully should. And then the next week, if someone who is liberal, who wanted to talk about gay marriage and whatever, would have that right to do the same thing if they wished.
Mm-hmm. What is your thought about, I'm going to be a little bit of a provocateur here, but what is your thought about, one of the biggest things I've seen online is that this idea that so much has been made of this assassination, and yes, it's absolutely tragic, but 2 months ago, a Minnesota representative who was the head of the House was murdered with her husband in her own home by someone who didn't agree with her political beliefs. And her two other people were also shot and were hospitalized and almost killed.
Yeah.
And yet nothing was really said about that. There really was no outrage. Not like this. And so
you didn't see it. Sometimes the visual part of it, one thing is it wasn't videotaped.
It was in their
home.
We
didn't see it. Mm-hmm. So here's Charlie talking, and you see it. It's like, you know, John F. Kennedy. We all saw John F. Kennedy if you were alive back then.
RFK.
So if it's on video, even with Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has anything to do with the political persuasion of political parties. I'm not going to buy that. I will not accept that.
Well, the president never even called the governor of the state.
Well, I'm not going to get into the whole Donald Trump thing either. But I mean, I'm not going to take that bait. But at the end of the day, this was a political assassination by a fella that was in a relationship with a transgender person that for some reason felt whatever and decided to just take his life. So it's cold, calculated murder. And if Utah's got a death penalty, that this young man should get the death penalty, period. But again, I don't like any of these. I mean, we had the shooting of the Republican senator several years ago in Washington, D.C. He's playing softball.
Yeah.
And he gets shot. He didn't die, thank goodness.
I don't know. There were people dancing in a nightclub that got murdered.
Right.
Maybe the problem is guns.
Well, yes and no. But how about the girl getting stabbed on the train?
That was horrific.
We outlaw knives now? It was a little pocket knife, got to outlaw Swiss Army knives.
But AK-47s, really?
Well, I'm not for AK-40. This was not an AK-47 that killed Charlie Kirk. This was a standard hunting rifle.
I really don't care what it was that killed him, and that's
okay. But that won't cure the problem. I mean, hunters have a right to hunt. You hunt with a scope, and they were talking about how great a marksman this would have to be. But apparently, talking to my friends because I'm not that familiar, they're saying with a scope, 200 yards. You know, and this kid was raised as a hunter. This kid had hunted.
He was raised in a MAGA household. They were also saying, which was interesting, I thought, in looking into him, they're really focusing on the transgender side. But he was also part had been radicalized by an even more extreme right group than QAnon, which I believe starts with a G. I want to say Gyotsky or Gyoski. That's way out there. And that was a big part of it, too.
I know nothing about that.
I think you'll find it interesting.
But again, I don't think there was a conspiracy. I believe he's a lone wolf. I do believe the transgender person is being honest that they weren't part of the conspiracy because even the text are cryptic and maybe after the fact they make a little bit more sense. But when the person's receiving text, I wrapped it up and whatever. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now we can figure it's the rifle.
Well, hindsight's everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So, but they came forward and have been totally cooperative. And these were lifelong friends. These weren't just a passing. These are guys that were gamers and the oddballs, the geeks, who just had been friendly for quite some time. But yes, both the parents. But there's nothing in there that would justify anything that happened to Charlie Kirk, no matter what he said, whether you agree or disagree. Nobody. And same thing. If you get somebody to the left, AOC is way to the left to me. She does not deserve to be assassinated for her beliefs, whether you believe in communism or socialism or whatever it is. I think, you know, we're in a very divided country these days.
I just don't think violence is ever the answer.
No, it's not. But the problem, getting back to it, I've talked about the Second Amendment many times, and I don't think our forefathers, you know, the Constitution's fantastic. But again, back when this was passed, you're talking about you had single muzzle loaders. You shot your ball, and then you had to tamp down your powder and whatever. So this whole thing with unlimited magazines, AK-47s, and AK-47s are not used for hunting by anybody I know. You would rip up a deer or something.
Right.
So they can make it easier. But if you are trained, you can go in with some basic weapon. We've seen it on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. And just have about four clips. Clip, clip, clip. So it can happen, but again, you can't eliminate. And some of this, I'm really in favor of red flagging. I think crews should have been red flagged down in South Florida mm-hmm. and never owned a gun.
Don't you think it would make sense to have the kind of training you have to have for a car, to get a license to have a gun, to know that that person knows how to use the gun?
Well, again, we have a Second Amendment, but the your driver's license is not one of our amendments. It's the Second Amendment. They made it
right.
So I would disagree with that.
I'm just using it as an example.
I would disagree with that. I mean, it's a constitutional amendment,
mm-hmm.
And you
understand.
You're conflating when you say driver's license. There is no constitutional right to drive.
I just want to know that someone that's open carrying knows how to use the gun.
Well, it'd be nice, but I would disagree with that argument. But at the same time, anybody that's bound who wants mm-hmm. to kill somebody. So that poor girl on the train had her life taken away by a guy with a Swiss Army knife. It wasn't even a big dagger.
It was horrible.
It was just and so you can't the knife was the instrument that killed her. It could have been a screwdriver. It could have been anything. We're not going to outlaw screwdrivers. We're not going to outlaw pocket knives. Because plenty of people use pocket knives for the right purpose. So there's many mechanisms that can kill people. But I don't see why we have to have a love affair with the AK-47s. But I think people have a right to protect their homes. So if you want to have a 9mm to protect yourself at home, you should have that right with it. I would hope that you would be trained. It'd be nice. But I don't think we had these. I do believe in red flags. So the mental health at some point, has to come into play. But again, a lot of these shooters, even with mental health problems, get their weapons from family members. Like the guy at Sandy Hook, he mm-hmm. didn't own a weapon.
Right.
That was his mother's weapons that he killed.
Children.
He killed his mother, got access to a gun cabinet, then did whatever he did at Sandy Hook. So you can't prevent everything. These people, it's mental illness. Every one of these people is mentally ill that
right.
does this.
Right. No question.
Thank you.
Terry, it's always great to hear from you. I love this topic. I'm glad you brought it up, and I hope you feel better having expressed
yourself.
Well,
I'll be back for personal injury talk next week or two.
Excellent. All right, thanks so much. Been talking with Terrence Gross of Gross & Schuster.